Right, I'm delighted to say Richard Marshall joins me. Big game tomorrow against Lee Centurions. Richard, how's this week gone? How's the preparation gone this week?
Yeah, it's gone really well. We had a good review, open honest review on Monday. Rich into training Tuesday. And then, we've trained again. Just being in Salford now, we just trained really well again. And we've got a real simple yet effective game plan that we want to implement. We know the importance of the game. And we've been really good at home, so we're looking forward to it.
How important is it? Obviously, people say it's a must-win game, four-pointer and things like that. How important is it to shelter the players from that? Because you don't want to pin everything on that game. And, is it right to get things in perspective?
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah, it's early days for this group. Listen, we've not been playing to the levels that we can. We've not been performing at our optimum levels, and that's something that we've spoke about and something that we're going to fix up. This weekend's an ideal opportunity to do that. There's pressure on Lee too. It's an important game. Two teams battling out at the bottom of the table. It's not where we want to be. And we don't feel we're that's the mentality of the club is not to be at the bottom of the table. So over the next few weeks, we'll pick that up. This, as I said, when we played St Helens, whatever the result, we want to compete, and we want to be doing that again this week. We're going to have to compete and get in the contest, because Lee have got a really good attacking plan, so that's something that we're going to have to complement with our D.
How important do you think that first win is, for confidence going forward? Once you've got that monkey off your back sometimes, it can breed confidence and get smiles on faces. Do you think that's a massive thing now, getting that win?
Yeah, it is. It'll be massive for us, a big confidence booster. We obviously, we beat Widnes and we put a load of points on them. I know it was a Challenge Cup tie, but the feeling the following week was fantastic. And, you get pleasure and you get pleased about putting a plan in place and then implementing it. We've not done that. We've done that for periods in games. In every game, we've had little periods of little moments of brilliance, but we've just not been consistent enough. And our discipline and our ball control is something that we spoke about over the last few weeks. Lee complete at a higher level, so we have to more than match them in that area and fix our defence up.
Obviously, there's a few players missing as well. I mean, obviously, we're not going to blame things on injuries, but you've got Callum Watkins, Dan Sargeant, Danny Addy and Elijah Taylor, to name a few. Can you give us some sort of update on those guys, how they're doing?
If we get our strongest team on the field, we can match anyone in the competition. I have no doubt about that. But there's a lot of teams in similar positions in terms of squads. For whatever reason, I'm not quite sure. Obviously, we've all had a long pre-season and maybe a bit of a hangover for that. But Callum Watkins has had a scan on his hand. There's a small fracture. But we're hopeful that it's not going to be too long for him and he won't need operating on. Dan Sargeant is progressing quite nicely, but again, he'll probably be another 2 weeks at least. Danny Addy hopefully will be back next week. I'm hopeful that Elijah Taylor will. He's been in out, but when he's been in, he's been really in. He's been fantastic for us, so we want him back as soon as possible. And then there's a couple of others we slight niggles, who are not quite 100%, but we've got some boys who'll be playing this week who've not played. This season, we're in a bit of a strong position where we can look at other players, and we'll be doing that. And we're confident and comfortable with them players coming in, doing a fantastic job.
One player who's not featured this season so far, Sam Luckley. I spoke to Sam in the pre-season. Excuse me, he's a very big, aggressive forward. He's gone out on loan to Swinton. Do you think that's going to be valuable for him? Because Swinton are playing at a really good standard at the moment. I think they've got York City Knights this weekend, so that's a good level for him to progress at and see where he's at.
Yeah, these young lads need to play, and we've not afforded the luxury of being able to rotate the team on our terms. It's been slightly difficult to do that. Sam will get some great experience there. Stuart Little is a fantastic coach. He's got a good environment. I know Swindon as a club will look after Sam, and Connor got some experience up at Newcastle, the same with Sam. Just up the road at Swindon, we're looking forward to him developing there, and he needs game time and to play. He knows he comes from the Championship, he's fully aware of what's required at that level, and I'm sure he'll rip in.
Do You know, it's a home game this weekend, obviously. Do you think that's going to be nice to be back at the AJ Bell Stadium? A bit of normality kicking in, playing games home and away rather than playing them on random sort of grounds like it has been. Are the players looking forward to that, getting back to the normality of playing matches at home?
Yeah, it's miles better playing at home. Our home grounds, we've had a couple of decent performances there, and long may that continue, really. Obviously, it'd be great if we can get our fans back. We're not in a position to do that at the moment, but we're not far off. And and just the home surroundings, everything's there. We know what's expected. Listen, if we were playing on a cow field, we still need to perform. It doesn't matter. It is better that we're at home, but at the same time, we know that they won't care where they play either. They obviously want to come and get the 2 points.
What are you expecting from Leigh Centurions? I mean, they've made a decent start to the season. Obviously, they've run Wigan really close on the opening day. They've conceded a few points, but they've got some danger. They've got a lot of pace out wide. Have you picked up things in their game that you need to work on?
Yeah, they started the season really well off the back of their pre-season. You know, they've probably not got a settled squad at the minute. They've got a few injuries as well. There's some frailties there, but what they are... They're very flamboyant with the ball. They'll play edge to edge. They've got a really good halfback, really nippy, going to the line, and they'll challenge us in that area. Our forwards need to stand up this week. I'll put it on the toes of our pack, because I think that's important when you play a lead team. They'll come with mountains of aggression, and they'll try and intimidate us, and that won't be happening at home. I've spoken to the forwards about that, but at the same time, we fully respect Lee. They're a quality team.
Really appreciate you taking time out to talk to us, Richard. Best of luck on Friday night. Let's hope we can get that first win.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I'm sure we will do. Good stuff.